If this is your first time joining me on the show, I want to say welcome and thanks for you sharing your time with me. In the previous episode, we talked about finding your something worth fighting for so you have a clear sense of mission and an attitude to win. In today's episode, we all face giants in different areas of our lives. So let's talk about the giants of today and how they try to stand against us. Let's take a closer look at today's giants. First of all, what is a giant? It can be a person, a problem, or a thing of great size, power, strength, or importance, usually great or more dominant than others. But that does not matter. Battle after battle have proven that all giants, no matter what form they come in, have not changed over the centuries. They all share two dominant traits. Those traits are, they use the same style and attack strategies, and they are defeated with the same type of weaponry. The key to their demise then is recognizing and attacking these flaws. Listen up, this is important. Everyone has faced a giant before and either has been defeated or have won. Unfortunately, most people do not know how to fight back effectively. You see, giants can represent any obstruction that works to keep you or people you know and love from enjoying the peace, the happiness, the success, and life fulfillment that God has destined for you to receive. Giants want to keep you away from your legal inheritance. Some people face giants. In their marriages, it disrupts the flow and the fellowship and creates misery. In their homes, it destroys their happiness and leaves sadness in its path. In their workplaces, it eliminates work satisfaction and success and leaves emptiness and unfulfilled desires. In their businesses, it wreaks havoc and destroys the dream of freedom and independence. In their finances, it moves security and leaves lack and poverty behind. In their life plans, it destroys passion and purpose and leaves frustration and meaningless. So you see, giants can come in many different forms. But there is something that you can always count on giants to do. Any giant will always seek to take a strategic position of power, dominance, and influence because their chief aim is to intimidate, victimize, and subdue their enemies by their strength, their size, and their illegal authority. They rule by deception, wanting their victims to feel helpless and powerless to stop them from towering over them to crush their dreams of success and happiness. Any giant you face always uses three specific angles to try to defeat you, which you must know how to defend against so you win. Those angles involve them trying to use their powers of intimidation, position, and importance against you. But there are a few things that as a giant conqueror, you must know and understand so you never become intimidated and fearful, so that you never stop attacking your giant until it is dead. In the next upcoming episode, let's talk about how giants try to use the power of intimidation, also known as the scare tactic, to get you flustered so they can easily overcome you. And we'll talk about the counter-strike techniques that you can employ.